It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I would like you to call in for this specific conversation. If you work in the medical field, you can back it up. And the other thing I'd like you to call in for is if you actually have what Alex has, if you kind of are similar to her. Because yesterday on the show, I don't even remember, honestly, I don't, how it came up. But we were talking about...
Poopy-doo-scoop.
Just like going to the bathroom, you know what I mean? Do you guys remember how this happened?
I don't remember.
Remember how it came up.
And I'm not trying to be gross, and I know we talk about some stuff that like I'm too guyish, but how about this? How often should a healthy person poop per day? This came up yesterday in my news feed, so thank you, Big Brother, for listening. Here's what we know. The minimum and the max you should poop per day. Everybody should go at least one time per day. However, it's normal to have up to 3 movements a day, one after each meal.
Wow.
Now, Liv, you were
I thought it took longer for food to go through you.
Well, some people are different.
It takes minutes?
And this is one article that I read through, and there's a lot of information I try to break down. Now, if you're not going enough, if you're having a bowel movement every other day or less frequently, and it maybe causes pain, like, do you have pain, Alex?
No.
Okay, real quick, if people are listening, how often do you usually, you know...
Maybe 3 times a month, like once a week.
Sloths go to the bathroom more than Alex does.
It still blows my mind.
It does. That sounds
painful.
This
is not recent. This is my entire life. I barely ever go number 2.
And Alex is like smaller. She's skinnier. So I'm wondering whether you're a bigger woman, smaller woman, or a man. Does anybody go to the bathroom like, let's just say it's once a week. She goes 4 times a month. Let's go crazy.
Yeah, let's say once a week.
Does anybody actually do that? 833-JOE-ALEX. What's up, Liv?
I'm pretty sure my mom does. My mom would never in her life call in to share that. Scoop. And she's probably freaking out that I even said that. But I'm my mom.
Now, do you feel fine, Alex? Because this person in this article said there's a big problem with you only going once a week.
No, that's why I don't think it is a problem, because I feel normal, and this has always been normal for me.
The problem with not pooping enough, for one, your stuff remains in your intestines. Your body will actually start to reabsorb and recirculate those things that should have been gotten rid of, like the toxins that are, you know, excreted out, and hormones, possibly leading to hormonal imbalances, fatigue, and brain fog. It could also cause hemorrhoids. That are painful.
Ew,
that's interesting.
Poopy-doo-scoop.
Yeah, so how do you fix this? Drink more water, increase your fiber intake from sources like leafy greens. That'll never happen with Alex.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's 100%. I know why it is. It's because I don't eat enough fiber.
Now, if you're going too much diarrhea, Liv, you had this the other day because of the food you ate, that could be a reason. You could have an acute illness. I don't think that's your case. It's just you're allergic to everything, Liv. So
I'm not allergic. I have an intolerance to it, because allergic, you die. I'm not going to die. It's just not going to be pleasant.
It sounds like you're dying in the bathroom when you're in there. Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's real bad.
Okay.
Maybe I need more fiber.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt. I don't think you'd have too much fiber. Now, what should the healthy stuff look like? That's another question, okay? Not to get too in there, but...
Oh, my God.
No, hold on. Just let's speak of the shape.
You better be careful.
I am. They're saying that, you know, if it's like a little rabbit, you know, pebbles everywhere, not good. If it looks like a pipe, like a plumber, that's good.
Okay, plumber, pipe, good.
Rabbit.
Kibbles, bad.
Now, Alex, when you do...
I'm not answering this question.
Why?
It just depends on what I've eaten recently. It's all over the board.
In general,
It's never consistent.
That's not good.
It's never consistent. It depends on what I've been eating.
So one time, my sister had me check it out, you know, after she did her business.
She couldn't look down herself?
Have you guys ever had Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, like a rabbit.
Or no, not Cocoa Puffs. The Reese's.
Yes.
Reese's Cocoa Puffs.
Like oranges?
No, they're like chocolate and like a lighter brown.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh my, it looked like she dumped it into the toilet.
Oh my God.
That's not good. Ryan's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Ryan, you're talking about your wife. She's similar to Alex? Well, like, what's her story?
Yeah, good morning. She's just like Alex. I always say there's something wrong with her plumbing because... I mean, she eats like a normal person, but where does it go? Like, she never goes to the bathroom, ever.
Maybe she does, but she just doesn't want to tell you.
Yeah, does she hide it?
No, not at all. We're very open with one another, and like, for example, like, we go on cruises. So, I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise, but the room's very small. It's very personable.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Been on a cruise, a week cruise, and... never saw her go to the bathroom. Mm. Never saw her.
That is not good. That is not good. I'm disappointed that nobody medically could call in and let us know. But Ryan, I'm glad to Well, I'm not, because I'm worried about your wife, too.
I'm the same way. I'm the exact same way as her.
You have no concern, though? You're not worried at all?
No, because it's normal for me.
That's how she's always been, and she doesn't have any discomfort.
But it's not normal for a human.
Well, maybe
there's always exceptions to the rule. There's always going to be a minority
in
something.
She is a reptilian shapeshifter.
That's it.
Finally discovered it.
I just think I know why she's so crabby, because you're constipated all the time. Just take care of that.
Boopity scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop.